News that a highly effective vaccine for COVID-19 could be available before the end of the year is creating excitement in the medical world. It's also triggered a race to secure the ultra-cold storage capacity needed to keep the vaccine viable. And as Fred Bever reports, that's tightening the supply for a vital commodity used by many of Maine's lobster processors, dry ice.
Maine CDC Director Nirav Shah says more information is needed before he's satisfied that the Pfizer vaccine will be as successful as the company's initial information shows, but he is planning for it.
So we are working to expand the scope of ultra-cold storage that we've got in Maine. We've already talked to the various hospitals in Maine that have such facilities, and then we on our side are working to acquire additional freezers to bolster our internal capacity to store that vaccine.
We may have vaccine here as early as sometime in December. Can only hope, anyway.
Dora Mills is Chief Health Improvement Officer at Maine Health. She says that hospital system has freezer capacity to store tens of thousands of doses of the vaccine for long periods of time. But she adds that the freezers are mostly located in the greater Portland area, which could mean challenges in trying to safely transport and store vaccine further afield.
Of course, we don't want to be storing them. We want to be administering this vaccine. And the good news is there are also other ways that this vaccine can be stored for a short period of time. So, for instance, the shipping box it arrives in has a lot of dry ice in it. That dry ice can be replenished, and you can keep the vaccine for about 15 days in that box.
But she adds, dry ice, which is frozen carbon dioxide, would need to be replenished daily. And at 50 pounds of ice per box of vaccine, she says that will add up. And just as the entire nation gears up for what is hoped will be a massive distribution effort in the near future, it looks like the dry ice supply is drying up.
Quite honestly, of dry ice, there's already been a shortage.
Alan Tracy is president of Vessel Services, Inc., which sells dry ice from Portland's waterfront to the fishing industry. He says dry ice manufacturers are putting vaccine-related purchasers at the front of the line. Tracy is all for making sure that vaccine can get safely where it needs to go, but the new demand is coming at a time when he usually can depend on very robust sales, as lobster processors are freezing and shipping product for the holiday markets.
You know, we just had a number of calls today, actually, about it. And all we can do is, you know, try and keep people up to date. But it's too bad because, you know, this is a time when people really look to ramp up their businesses. And if you're shipping frozen things.
Maine Health's Dora Mills and officials at other hospital systems in Maine say they are casting around for new sources for dry ice. Those could include brewers, Mills says, who sometimes use it, and the University of Maine. A university spokesman says it is researching both its cold storage capacity and its potential manufacturing capabilities and will report to the state CDC by the end of the week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.